Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. As you know, if you've been with us, our focus is Genesis chapter 15, verse 6, in which we read, "Then Abram believed in the Lord, and the Lord reckoned it to Abram as righteousness." This is one of these Bible verses that is essential to our understanding of salvation. It is the true testimony of Scripture that God is righteous. We are all, each one of us, unrighteous. So how is it that we can live in right relationship with God? The answer is simple yet profound. God makes us righteous. And he does this by imputing to people who will believe in his Son Jesus the righteousness of Christ. That is, Christ's righteousness becomes our righteousness. And then and only then we can live in right relationship with holy God. Yesterday we saw in this one verse that the Lord imputed or credited or counted his righteousness to Abram. In the first half of the verse, Abram acted. He believed in the Lord. Or we can say Abram put his faith in the Lord. In the second half of the verse, God acted. He reckoned to Abram righteousness. The Lord credited Abram's faith as righteousness. As we begin to tackle the deep truths of this verse, there is something we must establish with one another. According to the Bible, there is something that God does, an action he takes that has a negative and a positive outcome. On the negative side, there is this. Adam was the first man, and Genesis chapter 3 records that Adam sinned against God. He did so by eating the forbidden fruit from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Adam is a sinner. And here is what God does. He imputes, that is the theological word. He credits, perhaps that is the easier word to understand, Adam's sin to every person who has ever been born since Adam, with the notable exception of Jesus Christ. The Bible says all of us have been credited with the guilt of Adam's sin. Romans 5, verse 18. Through one transgression, there resulted condemnation to all men. That is, Adam transgressed. He sinned. And his sin resulted in the condemnation of all men and women. Adam's sin is imputed, or if you prefer, credited to us all. And note again the exception of Jesus Christ, who was not a sinner. This is a very negative outcome of Adam's sin, wouldn't you agree? This is why all of us are sinners. I know you may not think of yourself as a sinner. You may not agree with me that you are a sinner. But according to my source for all truth, this Bible, you, me, and everyone else who walks this earth, we are sinners. And we are so because God imputes and credits to our account Adam's transgression. Therefore, and this is the key point I want to set in your mind today, Abram was a sinner. This takes us over to Genesis chapter 15. Why is it that the Lord credited Abram's faith as righteousness? Why did Abram have to be made righteous? Here is why. Abram was unrighteous. The sin of Adam was imputed to Abram. And this may be hard for you to believe or to accept because Abraham is one of your heroes in the Bible. He is so elevated in your mind that you have difficulty imagining him as unrighteous in the eyes of holy God. Or perhaps you have been taught as a Jew or as a Gentile for that matter, that Abraham was not a sinner. Well, this is easy to clarify. The Bible recounts for us several circumstances in which Abraham demonstrated himself to be a sinner. For example, I remind you of an incident we talked about back in Genesis chapter 12. Let me read this to you. It is self-explanatory. Genesis 12, beginning in verse 10. Now there was a famine in the land, so Abram went down to Egypt to sojourn there, for the famine was severe in the land. It came about when he came near Egypt that he said to Sarai, his wife, "See now, I know that you are a beautiful woman, and when the Egyptians see you, they will say, 'This is his wife,' and they will kill me, but they will let you live. Please say that you are my sister, so that it may go well with me because of you, and that I may live on account of you." It came about when Abram came into Egypt, the Egyptians saw that the woman was very beautiful. Pharaoh's officials saw her and praised her to Pharaoh, and the woman was taken into Pharaoh's house. Therefore he treated Abram well for her sake, and gave Abram sheep and oxen and donkeys and male and female servants and female donkeys and camels. But the Lord struck Pharaoh and his house with great plagues because of Sarai, Abram's wife. Then Pharaoh called Abram and said, "What is this you have done to me? Why did you not tell me that she was your wife? Why did you say, 'She is my sister,' so that I took her for my wife? Now then, here is your wife. Take her and go." Pharaoh commanded his men concerning him, and they escorted Abram away with his wife and all that belonged to him. That was Genesis chapter 12, verses 10 through 20. Let me ask you a question. Is lying a sin? Is deceit wrong in the eyes of God? Yes. Yes, it is. Abram is a sinner. He is a liar. He is a deceiver. Oh, and by the way, Abram does this again. He repeats this deception over in the 20th chapter of this same Genesis. I'm out of time to read it, but you can. That's Genesis chapter 20. Check it out tonight. We know from our reading of Genesis that Abraham is a sinner. He is unrighteous and he is in desperate need of God's righteousness. And I will show you that Abraham is a sinner because he was credited with the guilt of Adam's sin. Romans 5, verse 18. Through one transgression there resulted condemnation to all men. The all men includes Abraham. But remember, I have said this. According to the Bible, there is something that God does, an action he takes that has a negative and a positive outcome. There is a positive outcome. Here is what God does. He imputes, he credits Christ's righteousness to every person who believes in the Lord Jesus Christ. And that is exactly what God did in Genesis chapter 15, verse 6. God made Abram righteous. He took away Abram's sin. He forgave Abram, and God did it through Jesus Christ. This is a very positive outcome. This wonderful act of God, exactly this is what we will be coming to in our ongoing discovery of who God is in the weeks ahead. I promise you, as Lord willing, we continue to meet together each weekday, we will talk in greater depth about our salvation, how Christ's righteousness makes Christians righteous. But first, we have to establish the negative outcome of imputation, and that is Adam's sin has been imputed, credited to us all, including Abram. So here's what we're going to do. In the coming 3 days, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, I want to talk with you about the negative outcome of imputation. Prayerfully, this will give you a robust biblical understanding of the crediting of Adam's sin to us. This is necessary foundation for what will then follow beginning on Monday regarding the positive outcome of imputation, how God saves us from our sin and Adam's sin credited to us. Now, if you are starting to think, I don't know, this sounds complicated, complex, kind of over my head, or I came here looking for something practical to help me in my life with my problems and troubles, and this is not that. I have financial troubles and conflict in my marriage, and my kid's life is a mess. What has imputation, oh my, what does that have to do with my trials? Well, can I assure you of something? What I will be teaching in the days ahead, this has real practical application for exactly what you are going through. I agree. This is not a how-to series. How to get out of debt, how to save your marriage, how to save your children from this evil culture. This is not exactly that. And this is not a sort of mindless way to spend 15 minutes of your life. I agree. What lies immediately ahead takes some thought. You will have to engage your mind. But I will follow the wisdom of the Holy Spirit and His guidance and seek to make the biblical teaching easy to follow and something you can digest. I believe this will make sense if you will commit yourself. Is this fair? I do pray you will stay tuned. There is far more that needs to be said than can be said today. So please journey along with us, friend. So come along again tomorrow. We're going to come back to the imputation of Adam's sin to us, and we'll do so as we continue to discover who God is.
Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.